Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Hey everyone, this guy wants you to know that he is absolutely not an alcoholic. That is our FBI director, Kash Patel, who just launched a $250 million lawsuit against the publication, The Atlantic, because they allege that he is a drunk who is abdicating his responsibility at work, and they had dozens of sources corroborating this. I trust The Atlantic, and you don't even have to rely solely on The Atlantic. As Micah Irfan says, this guy wants you to know that he is absolutely not an alcoholic. This is him partying with the U.S. men's hockey team while he was supposed to be overseas representing the FBI and increasing the security surrounding the Olympics. Well, guess what? We now have multiple reports that FBI agents could not wake Kash Patel up and allegedly almost had to use a SWAT battering ram to open the door because they thought he might have been like hurt or killed. The reality is they never used the battering ram. They almost had to, but the reporting made it around the FBI. People realize that the FBI director is an absolute loon, and now it is in the Atlantic. As Scott McFarlane of Midas Touch reports, Kash Patel has filed a $250 million defamation lawsuit against the Atlantic, filed in D.C. Let's read a little bit of this. Let's read the absurdity of it, and then I want to read you perhaps the most embarrassing section of the Atlantic article that Kash Patel does not want you to see. Make sure you drop a like to help boost this message. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. 2 million strong. I just want to say thank you all for helping us hit 2 million subscribers. It's a record for Gen Z built independent media. We've got a small team of people working together in unison to build a better America. And then you guys, on top of that, are a massive audience pushing our small team forward. So thank you so much. And join the community below. So, plaintiff Kashyap P. Patel respectfully request this court enter a judgment in his favor and grant relief against defendants jointly and severally as follows. An award of compensation, special, or punitive damages in an amount not less than $250 million. What is it with this administration levying absurdly large lawsuits against organizations who are covering the truth? He clearly got this advice from Donald Trump, who has sued the New York Times, who has sued Murdoch for $10 billion, he sued his own IRS for $10 billion. Trump has launched multiple $10 billion lawsuits over the past year, and now Kash is clearly getting this from him. Such other and direct and further relief as court deems just and appropriate to protect Director Patel's rights and interests. There is a 19-page civil complaint from Kash Patel against The Atlantic. Patel claims, quote, defendants published the article with actual malice, despite being warned hours before publication that the central allegations were categorically false. This is not actual malice. This was supported by dozens of people, and I'm excited to see the discovery phase of this because Kash Patel will very likely be exposed as the second largest alcoholic in this administration, only behind our defense secretary, Pete Hegseth. To continue, Director Patel and the FBI under his leadership. Director Patel is the director of the FBI, having been sworn in on February 20th. Under Patel's leadership, the FBI has achieved historic law enforcement results. They then list off a bunch of propaganda about Kash Patel. Here's the reality. The Atlantic article titled The FBI Director is MIA starts off in a very embarrassing manner. Let me read this very quickly. On Friday, April 10th, as FBI Director Kash Patel was preparing to leave for the weekend, he struggled to log on to an internal computer system. He quickly became convinced that he had been locked out, and he panicked, frantically calling aides and allies to announce that he had been fired by the White House, according to 9 people familiar with his outreach. 2 of those people described his behavior as a freakout. Again, 9 people familiar with Kash Patel's frantic, paranoid outreach said that he thought he had gotten fired because he clearly is underperforming. He's clearly a drunken asshole. There are multiple reports of him melting down right after Charlie Kirk was assassinated because he didn't have the right size jacket. So he got a women's medium jacket. And there are multiple reports of his girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, using taxpayer dollars to fly around the country. Patel oversees an agency that employs roughly 38,000 people. Lord have mercy. I run a team of about, I don't know, 5 to 6 people, and I work my ass off to keep everybody in unison working together. And Kash Patel has 38,000 people that I'm sure he's neglecting each and every single one of them, including many people who are trained to investigate and verify information that can be presented under oath in a court of law. News of his emotional outburst ricocheted through the bureau, prompting chatter among officials and in some corners of the building, expressions of relief. People thought Kash Patel was fired, but he was tweaking. He was literally just tweaking because he was probably still a little bit drunk. People were asking, who is the next FBI director? Who's going to be the next FBI director? Well, it turns out the answer was still Kash Patel. He had not been fired. The access problem, said two people, appears to have been a technical error and it was quickly resolved. It was all ultimately bullshit, one FBI official said. There have been so many reports of the FBI in disarray due to Kash Patel. Here's page 5 of Kash Patel's civil lawsuit in which Patel underscores the most alarming allegations in The Atlantic's reporting about him. And let me remind you, Kash Patel's initial filing is essentially just going to be propaganda for him. It's going to be his side of the story, all of his supposed facts, trying to tear down The Atlantic article. So there's no balancing in this. It's just what he says. 17. The article was widely disseminated on the internet through AMG's magazine and associated platforms and was foreseeably republished, summarized, and discussed throughout national and international media. I mean, dude, it's so clear Kash Patel is trying to intimidate The Atlantic, intimidate the media, intimidate AMG and everybody who is reporting this story into not reporting this story. That is why you cannot give in. That's why you should support independent media as well. The article included numerous false and defamatory statements concerning Director Patel, including but not limited to, this is a perfect summary, A, Director Patel, quote, is known to drink at the point of obvious intoxication. In many cases, at the private club Ned's in Washington, D.C., while in the presence of White House and other administration staff. By the way, they had like a dozen people corroborate this. B, that Director Patel is also known to drink to excess at the Poodle Room in Las Vegas, where he frequently spends parts of his weekends. C, that early in his tenure, meetings and briefings had to be rescheduled for later in the day as a result of his alcohol-fueled nights. Very believable. I've had so many friends in college like this. I mean, listen, I've gone out partying on a Saturday and had to delay my Sunday morning videos before, but I am 23 and I run a business with, like I said, a few people. It's different than the FBI director. I'm not directing the FBI. D, on multiple occasions in the past year, members of a security detail had difficulty waking Patel because he was seemingly intoxicated, according to information supplied to the Justice Department and White House officials. E, that a request for breaching equipment normally used by SWAT and hostage rescue teams to quickly gain entry into buildings was made last year because Patel had been unreachable behind locked doors. Quite embarrassing. So let me return to how I started this video. This guy wants you to know he's absolutely not an alcoholic. No way, in no way, shape, or form is he addicted to alcohol and curtailing his responsibilities as the director of the FBI while overseas. In no way does he have a desperate need to just fit in and party with the guys while he's supposed to be representing you and I and making sure that we are safer on a daily basis. There is no evidence of this whatsoever. You know, if we just launch a massively outsized lawsuit of $250 million, maybe that'll distract from the fact that he absolutely is an alcoholic. Absolutely, he is. This is the Trump playbook over and over and over. They launch these billion-dollar lawsuits, in Trump's case, $10 billion lawsuits multiple times over to distract from the fact that they're wrong. Guess what happened to Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against Rupert Murdoch for the Epstein thing? It got swatted down last week. The lawsuit is poof, gone. That's what's going to happen to this one. I can guarantee it. I appreciate you all. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe, support independent media. Peace out. Moro Casino, America.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.